May the Lord help us to commence by singing the first part of hymn 237. Let us ask the important question, brethren, be not too secure, what it is to be a Christian, how we may our hearts assure. Vain is all our best devotion, if on false foundations built. True religion's more than notion, something must be known and felt. Hymn 237.
Thank you. Let's read together from the Word of God from three portions of Scripture. First, Psalm number 79. Psalm 79. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbours, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry for ever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. O, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants, which is shed. Let the sign of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto our neighbours sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Now please turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Reading the first 15 verses. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Lastly, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18. Reading the first 14 verses. Luke 18. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Here then we lay the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us and help us now in prayer. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, once again thy kindness and mercy enables little company of poor sinners to come into thy courts this evening. And we do pray, dear Lord Jesus, that thou would condescend to come also and meet with us. Not only meet with us, dear Lord Jesus, but be in divine control. Be the master of the assembly. And may we, Lord Jesus, be found like dear Mary was, sitting at thy feet and hearing thy word. Dear Lord, do help us. Oh, that we may indeed worship thee in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness. And thou hast taken the things of Jesus and made them known unto us this evening hour. Lord, we, each of us, Lord, irrespective of our age, we fast hasten on to eternity. Lord, and we need to be prepared for that great change. Lord, we need thee to prepare us. As one says, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must thee work perform, 'tis all of grace in Christ's obedience clothed and washed in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. And, dear Lord, do help us, bless us and be with us this evening hour. Lord, thou knowest how many, Lord, here tonight, Lord, came in with the last reading in particular, and the last part of it, where the dear man cries, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, we do pray that if there are such, Lord, it may be, it will be, dear Lord, they will go home justified. Oh, and everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Oh, what a blessing. The blessing of God then that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. So that sinners may know that the peace and pardon and forgiveness of all and every sin, the love of Jesus shed abroad in the heart. Lord, do come, do abundantly bless. Why, we read that the foundation of God stands sure, and the Lord knoweth them that are his. And we read of those, and they shall come, which were ready to perish. No doubt, dear Lord, it's the teaching, Lord, here in thy word. But what thou hast taught us, this man went into the temple, feeling to be the worst of the worst, and praying for mercy and peace and pardon and forgiveness. But, dear Lord, thou didst have peace, thou didst grant pardon. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant it to each and every one. Oh, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. And also we read those blessed words in Isaiah. And to this man will I look, even to him, who has a broken heart and a contrite spirit that trembleth at my word. Then, dear Lord, do bless us this evening hour. Oh, and pray, Lord, that thou wilt help each, dear Lord, to look up unto the hills from whence cometh our help, to be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, yet we would not forget what the apostle said before that. Oh, he spoke, dear Lord, of those besetting sins, the sin which doth so easily beset us. And Lord, thou knowest, we have some besetting sins. Oh, deliver us, Lord, and keep us from our besetting sins. And help us, Lord, to look to thee. Oh, that we may be delivered from Satan's temptations and our own poor, wicked, unbelieving hearts. Then, Lord, do be near us. We do pray, Lord, then, that there may be, Lord, a blessed, gracious outpouring of thy Holy Spirit this evening hour. even as we read here this morning of that day of Pentecost. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, that may be such an evening here in thy house tonight, Lord, when the souls shall be endued with power from on high, shall hear the voice of love and mercy from the blessed Saviour, the glorious Redeemer, an application of it. Lord, do bless indeed. Graciously help then. Oh, Lord, we pray then that thou graciously meet with us. Lord, not because we are worthy, no, but dear Lord, for thine own great name's sake, thine honour, glory, and thy praise. The benefit, Lord, will be ours, but the praise will and must and shall be thine. Lord, then do graciously help and do mercifully appear. Thou knowest those, Lord, that have come, feeling afar off, feeling at the ends of the earth, feeling, Lord, as we sometimes say, down underneath the carpet. Lord, we pray that thou lift them up, and oh, that they may see Jesus as their Saviour, their Redeemer, their all and in all. Lord, be like the poor man that was blind who came to thee, who begged thee to open his eyes, and thou didst touch his eyes, and he saw. Oh, and we do pray, Lord, that sinners might indeed see Jesus. There was blind Bartimaeus, he sat by the wayside begging. And perhaps, dear Lord, there's a poor blind beggar here tonight. And we do pray, Lord, that thou hear prayer. Oh, Lord, thou art the friend of beggars, the beggar's friend, and thou knowest the beggar's knock. Lord, and we do pray that thou wouldst shoot then a word, oh, in season to one and another, we pray. Oh, empty, send us not away. Lord, don't send the beggars away empty. May they have, Lord, a crumb of mercy from the Master's table. May they go home with a droplet of water from salvation's wells. And may they rejoice in the provision of thy house. Hear then our prayer. Pardon, Lord, our every sin. Forgive every iniquity. Lord, we cannot make out where anything else. We are sinners, if one may be allowed to speak for others. Sinners of the deepest die. And Lord, it's here on my heart the burden lies, and past offences pain our eyes. But Lord, we come to thee, Lord Jesus, because thou hast promised and thou hast declared that I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And that thou hast also said, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So, Lord, may we come. Poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus, my Lord, forgets me not. Hear our prayer. Now, Lord, once more and again, do remember and bless, dear Lord, this little church and congregation. Bless them together and do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Bless the dear children amongst them. Lord, do favour their souls. Do keep them, preserve them, dear Lord, from the many evils that abound in this our day. And Lord, there are so many evils, so many things, Lord, that they have to face. We pray thou keep them and preserve them. And dear Lord, we pray then that thou remember the parents also. Oh, but they need much wisdom, Lord, to bring up their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And oh, the things, Lord, that they have to face and decisions they have to come to regarding their children's education in the state schools. Remember them, Lord, and graciously help them. Oh, Lord, and thou knowest, Lord, we hear those, Lord, that have to stand up against the evils that are put forward by the teachers. Lord, do hear a prayer. Oh, appear for them, help them, Lord. Pray, dear Lord, for our friends here that hold office, undertake for them in all their cares and burdens, responsibilities. And Lord, and they know it, how they carry those burdens today. We pray thou hear prayer. And may each, Lord, bear one another's burdens and so fulfil the law of Christ. May there be that grace given to esteem each other better than themselves. Lord, do bless them together. Oh, may the Spirit of Jesus Christ and his love, his grace, rule and reign here in this church. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for those things that thou hast done of recent months. And we pray, Lord, that thou go on. And oh, that there may indeed be many sinners round to come and fill the place. Who they are, where they are, we know not. But Lord, thou knowest. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou strengthen the things that remain. And Lord, there are some prodigals, some that have left and forsaken the house of God. Dear Lord, do snatch them as brands from the burning. Do turn their feet again. And oh, they may be like the prodigal son and return again to their father's house where there's food enough and to spare. Lord, don't let them have their own way. Lord, set a hedge about them. Turn their feet again to Zion's ways. Lord, and hear the prayers offered up unto thee on their behalf. And then, Lord, we pray to be, remember Zion, Lord, the church at large, Lord, up and down the land, wherever the word, the truth, the gospel is preached, and thy servants. Dear Lord, we do pray, thou art grant an outpouring of thy blessed Spirit. And Lord, we thank thee for all the mercies we have and receive. Many blessings, health and strength, and use of natural faculties, comforts, beds to lie on, roof over our heads, house of God, preaching the gospel, the Bible in our own language. Lord, we thank thee for all these things. Pray, dear Lord, that be with us. Lord, there's our nation. Lord, and we cannot leave it out at the present. Lord, we're not exhorted to leave it out. We're exhorted to pray for those that rule over us. Lord, we do pray thou would change their hearts. Thou art able, Lord. There is nothing too hard for thee. We think of Manasseh, Lord. Thou didst change his heart. Lord, and thou art able to change the hearts of those that rule and reign over. Do appear for us, Lord. Thou knowest and seest the chaos, confusion that we are in at the present time. Lord, and our Parliament goes against the wishes of the people. In mercy, arise for our help. Do appear for us. Then do mercifully arise for our help. And oh, that we may have someone, Lord, raise up of thee. Fears thy name, it be thy will. To lead and guide and direct this nation. Someone that knows what England ought to do. Someone that will be guided by thy counsel. Lord, and seek thee in the way and the path that we should go. Lord, do hear our prayer. Lord, do help us then. We need thee, Lord. We're a poor, poor man. But a poor man cries out for thy help. And come, Lord, and fulfil thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come and open one's mouth, touch my lips, let life call from off that heavenly altar. We pray that everyone who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 44. Here, Lord, my soul convicted stands of breaking all thy ten commands, and on me justly mightst thou pour thy wrath in one eternal shower. Hymn 44.
Thank you.
in dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to Paul's epistle, the first epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. The apostle, generally speaking in his epistles, gives some very sound, clear directions and exhortations which are not to be ignored. And this is one of them. To pray without ceasing. In his epistle to the Colossians, he says to us there, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Well, if you read the following verse here, it's much the same. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There are indeed many things whereby we indeed should give thanks unto God. And when we think back those 75 years, those D-Day landings in France, when it was thought impossible that all those troops could get there. Yes, many lost their lives. But again, you see, the Lord heard the prayers. Our king at that time had called for a day of prayer, which took place. Great queues outside of churches, cathedrals, abbeys, praying for our deliverance. And blessed be the Lord, deliverance came eventually. That was the start of it. But there was this thanksgiving. Yes, and why, there were those soldiers, there were those airmen, there were those naval men, and how they prayed. Those commanders, yes, Lord Montgomery himself, president, who became President Eisenhower. He was General Eisenhower then. But how they, Winston Churchill, how they prayed. Oh, and yes, and the Lord heard and answered prayer, and thanksgiving and acknowledgement was made of it in the last week. But consider where we are now. What we need is this: pray without ceasing. Oh, the iniquity, the sin that runs down our streets like water. And why, yes, and those that speak up, why, they're cried down. And why, we are living in days of persecution. I once heard one of God's servants many years ago, and he's now, I believe, in glory, but he spoke of this land coming into a time of persecution. Well, it must be more than 40 years ago. But, you see, I thought, and so did others at the time, that this servant of God was being an alarmist. But he wasn't. As we look at the scene today. Oh, Now we need the Lord to mercifully appear. We seem to be leaderless. We know not what's going to happen. But so there is this very urgent need for prayer. And pray without ceasing. To make our requests and our petitions known unto God. The Lord might appear. Oh, and hear the cries, the confessions of sin. Oh, yes. Because is there not a cause for all this? Yes. The cause is in this nation, and sadly indeed in the Western world, that have forgotten the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the God that delivered us from those terrible wars. So there's this exhortation, pray without ceasing, that the Lord might hear. Yes, he has promised to regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. So friends, yes, and yes, we pray in public, we have prayer meetings, but yes, and we must pray in private too. Yes, as the Lord Jesus has told us there, as we read earlier this evening, enter into thy closet and shut thy door and pray unto thy Father which is in heaven, and thy Father in heaven shall hear and reward thee openly. Oh, now we need to pray for those that rule over us. And the Lord would open their eyes and turn their hearts, their affections. Oh, it needs a mighty outpouring of the Blessed Spirit, as it was indeed on the day of Pentecost, that the men, women might return unto God and to godliness. So, yeah, yes, and then, what a blessing that'll be if we should be enabled, maybe in a few years' time, to return thanks to God for his goodness and mercy and his great deliverance to us. You know, you read there in the book of Judges, or just the same, my friends, as us today. Yes, Israel forsook the Lord their God. And the Lord brought them into bondage and brought them under the hand of enemies. But you read this, and you read it in Psalm 107. And then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. In the book of Judges, and when they sought the Lord raised up for them a deliverer. You know, one of those deliverers, I think it's in chapter 3 of the book of Judges, his name was Ehud. He was a left-handed man. You might say a weak instrument. Yes, but he was used of God. And he began to deliver Israel out of the hands of the enemy, but not before there had been a humbling of themselves before the Lord at the throne of grace. And friends, and the Lord hasn't changed. I, the Lord, change not, therefore, ye sons of Jacob, not presume. You see, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them, to increase them with men like a flock. So, the first place, yes, the nation. Pray without ceasing. And then we think of Zion, the Church of God. Recently, I left home one Sunday morning to go somewhere to preach. And I leave home within a few hundred yards, to go round a very large roundabout. And there, as I proceed up the road, there's the fields, and there's a very large car boot sale. Thousands of people thronging. Yes. And I think to myself, perhaps I ought to stop here and preach this morning. But then it came to me that judgment shall begin at the house of God. You know, that's a very solemn thought, is it not? It's here in the Epistle of Peter where he speaks about this, that judgment, yes, must begin at the house of God. For if the time is come, that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And also this word came to my mind, that you find here in the book of Joel. And again, what a solemn word this is. Yes, and it, you see, and it's spoken to God's people. The message is this: blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. And let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Well, this was written before the dear Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. But now the dear Lord Jesus Christ has been in this world. A man, the God-man. And he has suffered, bled and died. He's paid the price, the redemption of his people with his own heart's blood. And I hope by God's grace that you and I will be and found amongst them. But, you see, he speaks there, the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. And this epistle of Paul here to the Thessalonians speaks of Christ's second coming. Yes. As we mentioned this morning, quoted, when thou, my righteous judge, shalt come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Yes, the day will come. Men have been saying, it's not come yet, it's not come yet. But friends, as sure as you and I are found in this chapel tonight, it will come. And we fear that it is a lot nearer than what we might think. And we need to pray without ceasing, to be prepared for that great moment when the judge of all the earth shall come and do right. Yes, to pray without ceasing, to be ready, to be prepared. Oh, the psalmist said, there did he not in Psalm 38 or 39 rather, Lord, make me to know mine end. Yes, and to be ready for that end. Oh, to have a good hope through grace that your name and mine is found, recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Recorded and found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, and for this we should pray without ceasing, to be ready. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work performed is all of grace. Christ's obedience clothed and washed in his blood, so shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Yes, pray without ceasing. Yes, to be ready. You know, you've got those solemn parables in the Gospel. Think of the five wise and five foolish virgins. And they were all waiting for the bridegroom to come. And they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. And they that had oil in their vessels went in. The door was shut. Friends, and the door on your life and mine one day will be shut. At which side of that door will you and I be? Will it be to be with Christ or to be without Christ? Let me quote again. Pause my soul and ask the question. Art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in thy Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head? They are important questions there in that hymn 698. And we need the Lord's help, and we need to pray without ceasing that the Lord would help us to answer those questions. Oh, that might know that your name and mine is indeed recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Pray without ceasing. Then again, why, perhaps there's a poor sinner here tonight. Yes, that feels so verily guilty of sin and iniquity. Oh, and perhaps you're saying, can ever God dwell here? Oh, and is there any hope for my poor, never-dying soul? Dear soul, you feel the weight and the burden of your sin and your iniquity and transgression. And dear soul, is it bringing you, is it causing you to go to the Lord in prayer? Is it causing you to pray without ceasing? The Lord Jesus said there in that passage we read, use not vain repetitions. Now, dear soul, if you're one that's got this weight and burden of your sin and your iniquity and transgression, and you feel it before the Lord, why, and you pray as that publican did, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then, put it like this, a few moments later, you pray again, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You pray it 50, 20, 100 times in a day or more. And again tomorrow and the next day also. Dear soul, that's not vain repetition, providing it comes forth from your heart and mine in sincerity. Oh, you see, a parrot, he can say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He doesn't know an atom of the thing that he's talking about. But, dear soul, you do, don't you? Why, the burden, the weight, the guilt, the transgression that's fallen, you feel in your heart, and you really, truly mean it. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And yes, and although you may have your head hung down like a bulrush, yet Your faith is all is looking up. And it's looking up unto the hills, and it's looking unto Jesus, and it's pleading with him. And dear soul, and he has said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. What did we read just now here in Psalm 79? Is this where you are, poor soul? You know, there's quite a few short prayers here, isn't there? Remember not against us former iniquities. And dear soul, is this your prayer? Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us. We are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sin for thy name's sake. Yes, those former iniquities, those former transgressions, those things that cause you and I to blush with shame, to hang our head before him. Yes, but he will regard the prayer of the destitute, not despise their prayer. And the dear psalmist goes on something like this, that the Lord looketh down from the height of his heavenly sanctuary. From heaven does the Lord behold the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, and to loose those that are appointed to death. Yes, the groaning of the prisoner. What's here in verse 11, this psalm? Let the sign of the prisoner come before thee, according to the greatness of thy power. Preserve thou those that are appointed to die. Yes, our prisoners of hope. Yes, our dear, come to the dear Lord. Pray without ceasing. The time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your soul to reveal his love with power. You sung it this morning, the first hymn, didn't we? Yes, pray without ceasing. Oh, yes, and sinners that feel their guilt and their transgression will pray. They will, convinced of their sin by the Holy Spirit of God. I'm not pretending, dear soul, it's comfortable, because it's not. There is no trouble like unto soul trouble. No. But dear soul, yes, the Lord will come. Yes. You know, there's this here in hymn 321, and it speaks like this, and perhaps this is where one of you might be tonight. You say, yes, your fears. You think, yes, that you'll be lost. There's no hope for you. You say you fear there's no hope for you, but you do not quit the throne of grace, do you, sinner? You do not quit that throne of grace. Notice, because he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. But what does this hymn writer here, Samuel Medley, say? My fears sometimes say, I shall never find in death's awful day true peace in my mind. But though thus surrounded, yet when I come there, I cannot be confounded. The Lord will appear. My dust he'll raise, and glory he'll give, and I to his praise in heaven shall live. and there will deliver my soul from all fear, and to me forever the Lord will appear. Pray without ceasing, and dear soul, in the time will come when you'll praise and bless God. You'll say, why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Yes, oh, he does regard the prayer of the destitute. Pray without ceasing. Colossians, continue in prayer. Yes. Yes, why the vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Yes. You know, that hymn sometimes, can't think of the number at the present, but it comes in that Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. Do you know why that is, dear soul? It's because this, that the devil knows that that poor beggar is praying unto the Lord Jesus, unto the God of heaven. Yes, who has promised to regard their prayer and not despise their prayer. And he knows that he is faithful and his word will be performed. Yes. And that's why he trembles. Because he knows you are going to get an answer. But, yes, dear soul, you may have to endure much temptation. But, dear soul, plod on, press on. Press forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord, and pray without ceasing. But again, another line of thought. Oh, pray without ceasing. Yes, you know, there's this, and I hope you do here, but you know, you need to pray without ceasing for the Lord's name to be honoured and glorified in your midst. And that it should be added, yet not only to the church, but the congregation also, that some of those prodigals might return. And no doubt we all have them in our family circles. Are those that have left and forsaken the house of God. Oh, but to pray without ceasing. You know, the father of that prodigal son, his son's gone off. He's spent all he had on riotous living. And he begins to be in want. And he still doesn't return to his father's house. No, he is brought down lower still. And he now would feed himself on the husks that the swine eat. And he came to himself. Is there one here tonight? You come to yourself, come to your senses, and you realise this, that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you've resolved, yes, and I'll return to my Father's house, for there's food enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Oh, and there the Lord mercifully appears. Pray without ceasing. Yes, you see that, Father? Yes, why there in Colossians, it reads, and a watch, and continue in prayer, and watch in the same. Well, that Father was watching, and he's watching for his son to return, and he evidently was praying as well, and he saw him returning. He saw him a great way off. Yes, have I by faith seen one returning still a great way off? You know, reminds me of what you read there again in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, about Saul of Tarsus and the Lord telling Ananias to go to him. He didn't want to. He'd heard much about this man. Behold, he prayeth. Yes, dear soul, if you could see that one near and dear to you by the ties of nature praying. Oh, to hear that they prayed. They're looking heavenward. Oh, what a rejoicing it would be in your heart and mine. They pray without ceasing. And then this, oh, there's these things then. Ah, I draw this bow at a venture. Things that you perhaps think, well, I cannot do this. I cannot do that. I'll be perfectly honest. I'm thinking of someone coming to tell the sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. But you say, I can't do it. Dear soul, my mother used to say there is no such word as can't. The apostle says this, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. This old, you're looking at yourself and you're not putting into exercise this text tonight. And when you put this text in exercise in your heart, dear soul, then you'll be able to go. Then, dear soul, you'll run in the way of his commandments. Pray without ceasing. When, yes, again, there's this thought. Some of you younger ones, I don't know, but you may be going off to college, university. Yeah. Dear soul, don't go without that Bible. Because you'll need it. When I was called up for National Service in 1958, 10th of December to be precise, November rather, I thought as I packed my bag of little bits and pieces that, well, I don't need a Bible. Religion's never done anything for me. I gave it all up. I'm leaving home. Are you leaving home soon? Maybe university or college or something? Going off somewhere else to work? Well, I was thrust in with 500 or 600 men. Same age, 19, early 20s. And I didn't know any of them. And I found this, that they didn't want me, and I didn't want them. And I felt like a sparrow alone upon the housetop. But my one deep grief was I hadn't got a Bible. Yes. Oh, and did I write home and ask for a Bible? Well, I was going to move a camp. I was moving from Cardington, Bedfordshire to Bridgnorth in Shropshire in a few days. So there's no point in writing home for one. But at the end of that week, there was a provision made. There was the camp padre. And he said, lads, he said, I've got some Bibles out in the vestry if any of you want one. I'll leave you to think what I thought. Pray without ceasing. Yes, dear soul. And little incidences in your life and mine. Yes, dear soul. Some of the small things. This, at the time, seemed very small in my life's experience. I was in the Air Force now. And in the training at Bridgnorth, Christmas came in the middle of it. But I used to get from Bridgnorth to Sedgley Chapel. And I loved, there was something about the preaching of the dear late Mr. Joe Field there that I loved. They said to me, the 6 week, I think it was, he said, we shan't see you next weekend. I said, well, why? Well, he said, they won't tell you until Saturday. But he said, they don't let you out of the camp the last weekend. You're a Bridgnorth. So I said, oh. Well, I went back to camp and I thought to myself, see what I can do about this. And I prayed. Prayed that the Lord make a way. Saturday came. There we were, all lined up outside these billets. This sergeant came out. He said, I don't know why I'm going to do this, boys, but he said, if any of you want to go home for the weekend, you can, so long as you're back here by 10 o'clock on Sunday night. He said, I don't know why I'm doing this. I knew why. Pray without ceasing. I just say this. It's all the honour and glory to God, dear soul. But you, dear younger ones, you may come into some similar situation. Oh, and you cannot see any way out of it. But dear soul, there is a way out of it. And God will provide that way and make that way. Yes. And you'll prove that he makes all his goodness pass before you. And pray without ceasing. Yes, and why, there are other things. Yes, your health and strength. Pray without ceasing. Oh, and yes, that the Lord indeed would make his goodness pass before you. Things are that sometimes may seem an impossibility. When you have heard of cases where this and that one, and you read of them in the Bible, dear soul, and the Lord has mercifully appeared, the Lord has blessed, the Lord has provided cure. Yes, oh, there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Yes. It's a prayer. Why? What is prayer? Prayer is, I cannot think of the line, prayer is the motion of a hidden fire that trembles in the breast, the upward glance of the eye when none but God is near. I don't think I've quoted that quite right. But it is, oh, it is. The sincere desire. Yes, oh, prayer is not measured by the yards or the meters. It's measured by that way, by that sincerity that comes out of your heart and mine. And it's God-given. It's God-inspired. Yes, dear soul, he indicts real prayer in sinners' hearts. Yes, and dear soul, he is able. I draw this bow at a venture. Some of you, dear young ones here, oh, you may be thinking of friendship with someone. You make sure you pray about it first. The Lord, yes, is good. He's very merciful. He does guide. He does direct. Oh, yes, and he will provide. You know, this old, the Lord, choose you a wife, choose you a husband. He won't make a mistake. He's too wise to earn, too good to be unkind. You ask him. Ask him. And ask him for his help. Yes, and with so many things. Oh, in, shall we say, in providence? Yes, divine providence. Yes, it is all that. Ask. And ask him, dear soul, that if it's not his will, that he might overturn it. Yes. And at the same time, dear soul, you ask that, you pray that, you've also got to be submissive to it. Yes. You've got to be submissive to his heavenly mind and will. And dear soul, and your prayers and mine have all got to be in humble submission to the Lord's will, and they've got to be according to the Lord's will. Yes. Yes, pray thou canst or canst not speak, but pray with faith in Jesus' name. That's another point, isn't it? There's got to be faith. Yes. Whatever, dear soul, you're in those dire experiences, that cry for the forgiveness of your sin and iniquity, or whatever else it may have been, some of the things I've mentioned and touched on tonight. But dear soul, again, you've got to come here in Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11. And it reads like this, here in verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Is, oh, yes, we must ask God in faith, that believing that he is able to give and to grant those things that you seek him for. Those things that you lay before him at his feet. Come into that blessed mercy seat. Yes. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Well, I think we close the Sunday school this afternoon with these words. And we close the service tonight with these words. That my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.
collections last Lord's Day were £715, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will preach again tomorrow evening, and Mr. Wheatley will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday school in the afternoon, if the Lord will. And the collections today are for the Christian Institute. Let us close with hymn 181. Believers own they are but blind, they know themselves unwise, but wisdom in the Lord they find, who opens all their eyes. Hymn 181.
Dear Lord, do bless thy word, oh, that it may bring forth that fruit to thy praise and thy glory. As promised, Lord, that thy word shall not return to thee void. Lord, then may it be so, and thy name be praised. Be with us and now, watch over us, help us tomorrow evening, we pray. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.